Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Yud Beis. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 12 lines from the top of Daf Yud Beis. But before we begin the actual Gemara, we glance at the side under our topic heading, where we have written under the Nosei, the topic heading, Be'ez Roichev Movui Choku Beis Shammai U'Beis Hillel. We have seen already that there is a machlokis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel of what is required to allow carrying inside a Movui. Beis Shammai made reference to a lechi and korah. Beis Hillel said a lechi or a korah. Lechi being the upright pole at the opening, position at the opening, or a korah, a crossbar, at the over the opening of the mavui, over the alleyway. Possibilities that we will see in the Gemara include pochos midalet tvochim, an opening of less than 4 tvochim. Number 2, midalet tvochim ad arba amos, from 4 tvochim, 4 handbreadths, till a width of 4 amos, and possibility 3, midalet amos ad eser amos, from 4 amos till 10 amos of width. Now the Gemara, as we said, 10 lines from the top, noting that we have a little number 1 over here, because we will have a second Tanaic source raised as a question. So, Omar Mar, this is in fact a quote from the source that we saw at the end of our previous year. There's a little star to the right-hand side of the Gemara text. You can align this with the star above, and you'll see where this is coming from. The source says, Omar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lo nechliku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al mavui shepochos mi'arba amos she'eno tzorech klum. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, there is no machlokis between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding a mavui whose opening is less than 4 amos, yet there is no requirement for any tikkun, any innovation at the entrance. The Gemara asks, "V'hana Tanan, have we not learned the following? Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. In the name of Rabbi Shmuel, a certain student said to Rabbi Akiva, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, Loi nechliku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al mavui shehu pochos me'arba amos shehu nitar oy v'lechi o bekara." Now, according to this second source, how do you deal with pochos me'arba amos? So, according to this, you need a lechi or a korah. What about source number one? Compare the house marking, and you see that there it said in pochos me'arba amos that you don't need anything. That is a seeming contradiction between sources. Omar Ravashi, hochi ko'omar. When we turn back to source number one, we read it thusly. Eino sorech lechi v'kora kebe shamai v'loi l'choyayin kerebi Eliezer. In other words, if you have something that's less than 4 amos in width, when the source said eino tzorech, it means you don't need to have the lechi and kora that Beis Shammai had spoken about, nor do you need the double uprights that Rabbi Eliezer has spoken about. Ela oy lechi oy kora kebeis Hillel. It's sufficient to have an upright or a crossbar like that which Beis Hillel had made mention of. So that, with that in mind, it will parallel the second Tanaic source, that we called with the diamond number 2, and if you focus on the dashed underline, it said there, O Belechi, O Bekoro, just like it says here. The Gemara continues, Vikamo, when we speak about less than 4 amos, downwards, till what point do we still need some innovation? A Lechi or a Kora? So, Omar, Rav Achli, V'itemo, Rav Yechiel, Rav Achli, or some versions have the name Rebbe Yechiel, going down till 4 handbreadths, ad ar ba'o, until 4 tvachim. less than four tefachim, a very narrow opening, you would not need anything, and you could carry in such an alleyway with such a narrow opening. Before we continue in the Gemara, we have a topic heading on the side, the Nosei, where we've written Tikkun Chotzer Shenifratz Lamokum Ha'osur La. How do you make a tikkun? What innovation do you impose upon a courtyard that is open to an area that is forbidden? In other words, a courtyard is assumed to be a private area in which you can carry things. However, if the wall is broken open, that the wall that surrounds the courtyard is broken open into an area like a public thoroughfare, or that would be a Doraisa, a Torah level area, or it's open to a Carmelis, a rabbinic restricted area. What is necessary in order to allow carrying in such a chotzer? Omar Rav Sheshes, Omar Rav Yirmi Obarba, Omar Rav Moidim Chachomim Larebi Eliezer. There will be those that concede to Rebbe Eliezer. Bepasei Chotzer. This is a chotzer that is broken open to a place that is otherwise forbidden to carry in. The Chachomim are Moda concede you need two poles, two uprights. The Rav Nachman Omar Halocha Kerebi Eliezer Bepasei Chotzer. Rav Nachman says that the halacha, now the word halacha implies that there is some controversy around the topic, so he rules, Rav Nachman says the halacha will follow Rebbe Eliezer when it comes to uprights of a courtyard. Now, this is in contrast to a movoi, an alleyway. Here we're talking about a chotzer, a courtyard. Courtyard is a property onto which houses open. You know, as you go from the chotzer into a house. An alleyway is a different type of real estate. It's an alleyway, and generally speaking, we've seen earlier in the Masechta, the Movui is a type of street onto which courtyards open. But clearly a Movui is a street as opposed to a chotzer, which is a courtyard. Of course, when we say a street, we mean a street that is enclosed, generally speaking, on three sides. So, we now continue looking at these two statements. We saw one statement saying moidim and focusing on the dashed underlining. We saw a statement that there was moidim chachomim to Rebbe Eliezer with regard to patsei chotzer, and there was a ruling like Rebbe Eliezer with regard to patsei chotzer. So common to both of these statements is the realm of patsei chotzer, and that's why we have the diagonal dashed underlining to highlight that. Looking at these two statements, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, man moidim. When the term moidim was used three lines above, who is it that's conceding to Rebbe Eliezer? We have to point out that when you say moidim, that means there is agreement. When you use the word halacha like so-and-so, in this case halacha like Rebbe Eliezer, that indicates disagreement. So these two terms are kind of almost at odds with one another. So when you say moidim, it can't be everybody. So who is the moidim to Rebbe Eliezer when it comes to a chotzer that opens to a forbidden area? So the Gemara answers Rebbe. It's the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda Hanossi. He agrees with Rebbe Eliezer when it comes to pasei chotzer, the need for having two uprights when a chotzer wall is broken into a forbidden area. Halacha michlal de pligi, the word halacha indicates that someone disagrees. So man polig ole, who is it that argues with the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer with regard to the pasei chotzer? Answer, Rabbonon. It is the Rabbonon. And here it's spelled out so that if you take all this information together, it will come out that Rebbe is going to go like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rabbanon will go unlike Rabbi Eliezer with regard to Pasei Chotzer. And now we have a source that bears this out. Tisanyo, Chotzer Niteres Bapas Echod, a Chotzer whose one of whose walls is broken into a forbidden area, is the chotzer is repaired, so to speak, is made allowed by having one upright. And Rebbe Omer b'shnei pasim. Rebbe says you need two uprights. You might note that we have just the line above. We had dot underlined Rebbe and the Rabbanan to sort of bring out the point that they are arguing, and then this source shows that argument. Omar Rebbe Asi, Omar Rebbe Yochanan, Chotzer Tzricho Shnei Pasim. A courtyard whose wall is broken needs two uprights. A question. Now the question is lasts a few lines, noticing the long marking. Omar Lei Rebbe Zera Le Rebbe Asi, Mi Omar Rebbe Yochanan Hochi. Does Rebbe Yochanan really say thusly that you need two pasim? At who the Amris Mishmei de Rebbe Yochanan, you, Rav Asi, said in the name of Rebbe Yochanan, Pasei Chotzer Tzrichin Shiei Bohen Arba, that the upright of a Chotzer needs to be four Tvachim. V'chitemo, and if you try to say Arba Mikan V'Arba Mikan, that it's four on both sides, that in fact there is no question, because in fact Rebbe Yochanan says two pasim, but each one a four tvachim. That's not true. V'ha toni Rav Ado bar Avimi kamei the Rebbe Chanina, v'yamri lo kamei the Rebbe Chanina bar Popi. Rav Ado taught in front of either Rebbe Chanina or Rebbe Chanina bar Popi, depending on the name. The following. This is there's an illustration in the Pirush Chai in the Book of Illustrations that we have been using since the beginning of the Masechta, illustration number 157. You can find this on page 25. And over there's a bird's eye view of a small chotzer opening into a larger chotzer, a topic, by the way, that we have discussed earlier in the perek. And it says, "Ktano be'eser ugdolo b'chasis rei." The chotzer ktano, by virtue of the fact that small courtyard opens into a larger courtyard, that creates a prohibition on carrying in the smaller courtyard. The width of the smaller one is 10 amos, the width of the wider one 11 amos. That's what's dictated by this Tanaic source. One amo difference. One amo is made up of 6 tvachim. So the smaller chotzer that's centrally located vis-a-vis the larger chotzer, on either side there's a differential of 3 tvachim. And that indicates that why we say that the chatzeros, why the chotzer hagedola is considered mutter to carry in, because even though its wall opens into another chotzer, nevertheless it is said to have two uprights. Each upright, in this case, measures 3 tvachim. So to suggest that you need to have two uprights of 4 tvachim, you see from this Tanaic source, you don't have that. You have uprights of only 3. The upright is, in effect, the wall that extends, the extension of the large chotzer wall. You can see there is an arrow in the illustration pointing to the 3 tvachim. The fact that that extension exists enables one to carry in the large chotzer. Why is the large chotzer mutter? Because it has 2 pasim. How wide are each one of the pasim? 3 tvachim. So we go back to our problem. Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you need 2 pasim. However, Rav Asi also quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that a pas must be 4 tvachim. How do you resolve these two statements? And to say that the 4 tvachim requirement means 2 pasim, each one of 4 tvachim, that can't be. Kisolik Rabbi Zera Miyami Pirsha, when Rabbi Zera came from the sea, he explained, Beruach achas, ba'arba'ah. If you are going to be fixing the broken wall chotzer by having, fixing meaning the situation, by having a singular pole, then it has to be four tfachim. Mishtei ruchos mashulukan umashulukan. And if you are going to put poles on the two sides of the breach, then two poles are sufficient, even if they are negligible width. The Ha Detoni Rav Ado Bar Avimi, the source that mentioned the narrow, the small chutzur 10 and the large chutzur 11, that source that indicated a need for something more than a mashuhu on either side, equals Rebbe he, that's in accordance with Rebbe, the Savar lo ki Rebbe Yosi. It's Rebbe with the understanding that he, Rebbe, holds like Rebbe Yosi, resulting in the need for two poles. That's Rebbe. We saw that opinion just a few lines above in a Tanaic source. Rebbe said Shnei Pasim. And Rebbe, in dealing with a pas, he holds like Rebbe Yosi that the pas has a three tfachim measure. So you need two times three tfachim. That explains the Tanaic source of Chotzer, of the Tanab Eser and the Gedola Bachasis Rei. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a little note, a starred note to the side, where we've written He'ora, a point we want to make, that Shimush Bapas Mefutal, we will, in the next few lines of Gemara, you will see a squiggle underline that's used, and in addition to that, we will shortly use a house marking, that is a volcano marking, and these markings are Kedei Lahokil La'akiv Achar Hadu Siach She'bein Reb Yosef Ve'Abaye. We're going to run into a Gemara now that has a called vigorous back and forth give and take structure, and that's what we're going to try to keep track as we go along. So now the Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Chotzer niteres bepas echod. So in quoting Shmuel, a courtyard whose wall is broken, one upright at the entrance is sufficient. One upright board or pole is enough. Omar le'abayla Rav Yosef, mi Omar Shmuel hachi. We introduce the volcano shape with a narrow part facing upwards to indicate a question. So Abaye asks, does Shmuel really hold us? V'ho Omar le'i Shmuel l'Rav Chananya bar Shilo. Shmuel is on record as having said, At lo tavid uvda, you shall not act. Elo oberoiv doifen obeshnei pasim. If you have a chotzer whose wall is broken, you cannot allow carrying in it unless rov doifen, the majority of the wall is still standing, or you have two uprights. And we dot underline the shnei pasim. That's the focus here. We have Shmuel requiring two pasim. So how can you say in the name of Shmuel one pas? Omar le, Rav Yosef responds, Ve'ano lo yodana de uvda have bedur derusa. And you don't think that I know of an incident happening there in Dura Durusa, a particular location. There's an illustration that will be valuable at the top of page 26 in the Pirush Chai, illustration 158. And that, what was the case there? You can, before we read the Gemara, you notice there is a courtyard and its wall is open. And you'll notice it's a sea bordering location with the water running along these courtyards. The wall of one courtyard is broken open. Now let's continue in the Gemara. What happened in Dura Durusa? Loshon Yam Hanichnas L'Chotzer Havi, literally a tongue of the sea, means the sea water swirled into the courtyard. The also Lekami Rav Yehuda, and the case came to Rav Yehuda Velo Atzrichei Elo Pas Echod. And Rav Yehuda required only one pas. I think we can assume at this point in the Gemara that the significance of the name Rav Yehuda is by virtue of the fact that the original Shmuel quotation was brought to us by, you know, when Rav Yosef quoted Shmuel, he quoted first Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. So this incident involving Rav Yehuda is very significant. It's for this reason that you see that we've used a diagonal dashed underline to highlight the name Rav Yehuda so that you connect this with the original Rav Yehuda quote. Omar Le, Abaye, who had raised his objection originally, comes back with his refutation of what Rav Yosef just said to defend his position. He says, Rabbi says to Rav Yosef, if you're trying to justify the singular board requirement from that story with the Loshon Yam Koamris, you're citing that case of the sea water, Kal Hu Shekilu Chachomim B'mayim. There is a leniency that the Rabbonon apply when it comes to matters of mechitzos and water. And the Gemara now cites this, giving us a little background to that idea. And as such, this is what called, I like to call this background material. If we skip the brackets that we have placed upon this Gemara, you'll notice it takes you to a point where after the brackets, Mikol Mokom Kashia, but the question remains. And if you follow the markings, the last volcano shape, we have the narrow part facing up, that's Abaye's questions. The question remains. See, once Abaye rejects the answer Rav Yosef gave, that reinstates the original question. And that is a seeming contradiction in Shmuel. On the one hand, Rav Yosef was saying in the name of Rav Yehuda that one pass is enough. And Abaye says, but Shmuel told Rav Chananya ben Shilo, you've got to have two pasim. That's a problem. That's a contradiction. And as far as the incident with the sea and all that, it's a water case. And in water cases, we have, in fact, leniency. But outside of water cases, how can you justify a singular pas? And following this, in the Gemara, there is a response. There's Ki Osu Rav Papa, etc. Then the Gemara will respond to that. However, before we get to that, we have a bracketed section. Kidabo Mine Rav Tavlo Meirav. This bracketed section is brought to show that in water cases, we, in fact, are lenient. But as I say, this is a side point. And let's continue in the Gemara. What was Rav Tavla asked of Rav? Mechitzatu yomar shetate b'churba. A mechitzatu is a suspended wall. In other words, there's a wall, but it's broken so that underneath it there's a gap. Picture 159 in our Pirush Chai. Let's see, also on page 26 at the top. There is what we call a churba, is a ruin. Well, if the ruin remains totally enclosed, so you can carry within the ruin. However, this churba has its wall is cut away from the street level. The wall has a gaping hole in it, as you can see illustrated. Can we view the suspended wall in your mind's eye as if it comes down and serves to enclose the churba area? Omar Le, so Rav answers, Ein mechitzatu yamateres el b'mayim. This concept of a suspended wall being effective exists only with regard to water. And you can look at picture 160. The question involved in that is someone wants to draw water from the water below up into his window. So the halacha says if you make a suspended enclosure over the water, like is illustrated, you can lower your pail through that enclosure from below, from the water. The the walls of that enclosure are in your mind's eye, go down into the water. So you're drawing from an enclosed area into your house, which would be okay. But it's only because it's suspended over water. And why is that? Kal hu, the Gemara says, kal hu shekilu chachomim b'mayim. There is leniency with regard to matters of mechitzos and water. However, mikol mokom kashya, but as far as non-water cases, you, Rav Yosef, said that a chotzer is solved by one pass. The chotzer broken into a forbidden area. One pass is enough to serve as the tikkun, the enclosure, if you will. And Abaye asked on that, but Shmuel said you need to have two passim. Response. Ki osu Rav Papa. You'll notice that we have used a triangle to highlight Rav Papa. In other words, we'll see, hopefully this will be useful as we go on in the Gemara. So, ki osu Rav Papa, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, mibei Rav, when they came from their yeshiva, pirshuha, they explained Shmuel. Beruach achas ba'arba'a. If the pole is being placed on one edge of the chotzer opening, then you'll have to have a size of four tvachim. Mishtei ruchos, the statement of having two poles is mashu lekan umashu lekan. Then you can get away with having the negligible size poles, but you have to have two of them. Omar Rav Papa, I kashili ha kashili. Here, the reason we have this triangle is because previously Rav Papa said, as far as Shmuel is concerned, I don't have any question regarding what seemed to be the contradiction, one versus two poles. However, the following is something that I bring into question. And the Gemara's question lasts a number of lines. We have a long question marking to show you the length. So what's bothering Rav Papa? The Omar Le Shmuel Le Rav Chananya Bar Shilo. We saw this just before. If there's any question of where you may have seen it, so you can use our the double star that you see to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, and you can align them. So it had been said earlier by Rav Shmuel. Shmuel said to Rav Chananya Bar Shilo, At lo tavid uvda ela oy baroy v'doifen oy b'shnei pasim. The chotzer that was open to the forbidden area, you have to have either a majority of a wall built or two poles. Lomo li roiv doifen. Why do you need to have a majority of a wall built up? B'pas arbo sagi. Well, we just saw that a one pole, a four tvachim, is enough. So the story there with Rav Shmuel speaking to Rav Chananya, saying you got to have either majority of wall or two uprights. Granted, the two uprights are of negligible size. But what's the need? What was the first alternative of having the majority? What if they build up a majority of a wall? A pass of four tefachim is enough in the case you want to use one pass. You might ask, you might answer that, you know, why the suggestion of Rov Dofen was given. The Dofen Shiva, it was a wall of seven tfachim, and d'be'arbo havelei rov doifen, that four tfachim constitutes the majority of seven, if it was a breach of seven. So in fact, put up a pass of four tfachim. So there really is no problem. But there is a problem. If that were the case, Lomali arba'a, if the case involving Shmuel speaking to Rav Chananya Bar Shilo was a seven tefach wide opening, why do you have to have a pole of four tefachim? B'shloisha umashihu sagi, just have a pole of three hand breaths and plus a little more. That will leave an opening. If it's a seven opening, you put up a pole of three and a mashu, three and an extra negligible amount, three plus, as we say. How much opening is left? 4 minus. Less than 4 tefachim is left open. And that should be enough. Why the 4? Taha Omar Rav Achli V'itemo Rav Yechiel Ad Arba'a. If you see the arrow to the right-hand side of the Gemara text, you align it with the arrow higher up on the page. And at that point, we saw that an opening of less than 4 tefachim doesn't need any tikkun. So that if you had a breach of 7 tefachim, put up a pole of 3 and a mashu, leaving an opening of less than 4 tefachim, that's good enough. You don't need anything else. So Rav Papa is bothered by this case of what do you need? Why would someone suggest Roiv Doifen? Either way you look at things, building up the majority of a wall, put up a pole of 4 tefachim. And if you think that the 4 tefachim is a suggestion because you're dealing with a 7 tefach wide opening, you wouldn't need 4 tefachim. So what's going on here? E boyesemo. Answer 1. Kan b'chotzer kan b'movui. If what is broken open is a courtyard, even in a case of 7 tefachim, you will need to have a pole of 4 tefachim. In other words, with a chotzer, you've got to have 4 tefachim. If you are dealing with a movui, an alleyway whose wall is broken, then the halacha of, then we would say, if it's a breach of 7 tefachim in an alleyway wall, then 3, it would be enough to build up 3 tefachim in a mashihu, leaving an opening of less than 4 tefachim. And that would be what we saw above with Rav Achli v'Tamer b'Chiyom. V'Boyesema, another approach is to Rav Achli gufei tanoihi. The comment that was made above that less than 4 tefachim, you don't need anything, that itself is not according to everybody. That's a machlokes tanoim. So that in forming a question based on Rav Achli, that isn't, you can't base your question on that when that is not something that's accepted by everybody. And if you'll ask, where is the machlokes tanoim concerning that particular din, we will wait till Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where that point is made, especially in the Rashi over there, Dibur Maslo Velo Misaimi, back forward on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tonu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source dealing with a topic we just mentioned before. Loshon Yam Anichnas Lechotzer, a stream of seawater entering a courtyard. Ein Mimalin Emenu B'Shabbos. You cannot fill up water from that stream of water entering the courtyard into, draw water from there into the house. Ellen Kane Yesh Lo Mechitza Gavoa Asorat Tfochim. Unless there is an enclosure, a wall of 10 tfochim of height. Bamed Vomamurim Sheputsosu Yosem Asorah. That's true when the breach is more than 10. Avol Asorah Ein Tzorach Klum. If the breach is 10, so you don't need to do anything further by virtue of the fact that there is, as Rashi says, Shareyesh Shiur Mikan Umikan. There is a remnant on either side. There is an illustration that you can see at illustration 162 on the bottom of page 26. Where you see a courtyard is broken into, the water, the seawater entering it. Depending on the width of that opening, If it's a wide opening, then we would require the Aleph represents a mechitza, it's the beginning of a wall, 10 tfochim high, which would reduce the opening to less than 10 amos. But if the opening already is less than 10 amos, then you don't require anything. It's not a significant enough breach by virtue of the fact that you have the remnants of the original wall on both sides. And if you look carefully at the illustration, you can see that. So now we continue in the Gemara. Mimale hu delo mimalinon. This source is talking about a restriction of filling water up from the chotzer whose wall is broken open, as we said. Ha tiltule mitaltalinon. But it sounds as if you could carry within the chotzer. In other words, to draw the water from the chotzer into the houses, no. But to carry around in the chotzer would be allowed. But that's not simple. Is it not so that the chotzer is with a gaping hole of more than 10 amos to a place, the sea in this case, which is a karmelis, which is a forbidden place, forbidden to carry in the water there? Rashi points out the b'mloa says lav dafka. When it says b'mloa, it doesn't mean totally open. It's elo kol yosem asor kori le mloa. Anytime it's more than 10, then it's called mloa. Our question then is: this source implies that the only restriction is drawing water from the courtyard into the houses, but to carry on in such a courtyard would be all right. On the other hand, that's not true. It's a chutzner that's open into a forbidden area. The Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskinon, and we're at the top of Omid Beis. This source that implied you could carry there is a specific situation illustrated 163, illustration 163 at the bottom of page 26 in the Pirush Chai, the Is Le Gidudi. That breach has the remnants of the original wall at the bottom. In other words, the water level, granted, is fairly high, but it's flowing over the remnants of a wall, so that that chutzner is still enclosed. I don't know if we can use the word totally enclosed, but remnants of the original wall are still there. Remnants mainly at the bottom, besides the issue of remnants along the sides, but the remnants of the wall at the bottom are still there, making a reason for leniency, and the only restriction in that case, in 163, would be not to draw water, assuming the opening is more than 10 amos across, not to draw water, but you could still carry in the chotzer. The Rashi at the top says the Isle Gidudi, Mashi Nishar Min Apirzo, whatever remains, Begova Asora, Avalayan Kisohu. The height of that, what's pictured in Aleph, at the bottom of that illustration 163, the height of that wall remnant measures 10 tvachim. So for the purposes of carrying within the chotzer, it's a chotzer that's totally enclosed with a wall of 10 tvachim. As far as being allowed to draw water, so there was an element of stringency that we applied that you'd have to make an additional tikkun to allow the drawing of the water. The pshat, of course, that we are using is the pshat based on Rashi. Tosfos at the top has a discussion concerning that pshat, but we continue all the same. By glancing at the side of the Gemara under the Nosei Mivneh heading, the topic heading and structural note, we will be featuring a diamond, and you see Roman numerals number 1 and 2. These are shlavim, stages, bedivrei Rabbi Yehuda, be'ezeh movui nechshav rishus ayochid ve'ezeh rishus harabim. What kind of movui, what kind of alleyway would be considered a private domain, and what kind a public domain? That introduction is fairly vague, but will become clearer as we go along in the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, Movui Shelo Nishtatfu Bo. The term Nishtatfu Shituf Nuvos has to do with the people living on the courtyard, in the courtyards off the alleyway, would join together by all contributing a portion of food, thereby creating a what we call a singular entity where everyone is joined together. Here, he makes reference to a movui shelo nishtatfu bo, a movui where they didn't join together. Hechsheru belechi, if at the entrance of this alleyway they put an upright pole. Hazorek letocho chayav, one who would throw an article from a public thoroughfare, from a street running across the entrance of the movui into the alleyway, he would be chayav, he would be in violation of Shabbos. The explanation being that the lechi is considered a wall, so that in your mind's eye, of course, thereby making the lechi a rishus hayochid. Hechsheru b'koira, azorik l'soichoy potter. If they used a crossbeam, then throwing into that alleyway would not result in a Torah level violation. The explanation being that the Korah is a heker. It doesn't serve as a wall. It serves as just a point of recognition, as we've explained in previous Gemaras. And according to this approach, in order for it to be considered a private domain on a Torah level, you'd have to have four mechitzas, four sides enclosed. Whether for stringency or for leniency, but you need to have it be considered a rishus hayochid, four closed sides. In this case, the lechi being considered a mechitza, an enclosure, and the korah not. The Gemara now asks, and it asks a long question, Maskiflo Rav Sheshis. You're giving me the impression in the Bayes case that the reason there is exemption for throwing from the public thoroughfare into this movu is because no shituf was made. Therefore, it's not considered a private domain. In other words, the korah over a movu that they had not joined up is not considered a rishus hayochid. Ha nishtatfu bo, afilu hechsheru b'koro nami chayev. Inferring that had they, yes, joined up, everyone having contributed food, even if the hechsher, the preparation of the movui, the innovation allowing carrying the movui was done with a korah, that would make it into a rishus hayochid. So what's the make or break factor? The food. The chikikar zu also oisei rishus hayochid rishus harabim. Is it the food, the shituf, that determines whether it's a private or a public domain? V'ha Tanya. We have a Tanaic source that says to the contrary. Chaserus shorabim umuvlo shenu mufuloshin. Public courtyards and dead-end alleyways, bein irvu ubein lo irvu. Whether there was an eruv is a joining together, like we used the word shituf before. Eruv and shituf are almost interchangeable terms, whether they made the Eruv, the joining together via the food, ubein lo irvu, and we dashed on the lights. Even if they didn't make an eruv, hazorik lesochon chayov. The eruv is a non-factor, and these areas are considered a rishus hayochid even without the eruv or without the shituf. Eloi itmar, hochi itmar. If Rav Yehuda had said anything, so he must have said it thusly. This is the second stage. Om Rav Yehuda, Movui She'eno Ru'ui L'Shituf. a mavui that doesn't lend itself to shituf. In other words, it's a mavui mefulash. It's a thoroughfare alley. It's open at both ends. Both ends open into a rishus harabim. So a mavui like that, hechshero belechi, if they put a lechi up at the entrance, hazorek lusocho chayov, it would, putting up one lechi at this mavui mefulash would be like making a third wall. Again, we're speaking in legal terms. In your mind's eye, the upright pole would be like a third wall, the three mechitzos making it into a reshus hayochid, into a private domain. Hence, throwing from a street, from a public thoroughfare, into this alley would be a Shabbos violation. Hechshero b'kuro, if they used a crossbeam at the entrance, hazorek lesocho poter, throwing into it from the Rishus Rabbim would not be a Torah level violation. The Korah is not a mechitza, so I don't have my three walls. Alma kosovar, so then this leads us to believe lechi mishum mechitza v'kura mishum heker. Before we go further, on the side of the Gemara there are no say mivne heading. You see the double underline that we've used. Deos shoinois. We will be seeing different opinions. Belechi v'kura mahim. Regarding the lechi kura, what are they? Mechitza o heker? So, the first opinion we just saw, that was Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda made a distinction that the lechi makes it into a third wall, so it would be a mechitza. The kura doesn't make it into a, doesn't create the third wall. It's there only for recognition purposes, to recognize that this is a mavui and not to confuse it with a rishus harabim. V'chein omar rabo lechi mishum mechitza v'kura mishum heker. So rabo aligns with Rav Yehuda. Now a dissenting opinion. V'rova omar echod zeh mishum heker. Not only the korah, but the lechi also is a source of recognition and not a third wall. As we continue, we have a triangle that appears, and another one later on the side. These are in the side of our Gemara, the Mivneh, heading Kushyos al Rava, the Sover Lechi Mishum Heker Bilvat. We're going to challenge Rava's position from these sources. The Gemara, Eisvei Rav Yankiv Bar Abba Le Rava, Hazorek Le Mavui, one who throws into a Mavui. And we're going to assume that we're talking about a Mavui Mefulash. It's a through Mavui. One who throws from the Rishus Rabban into such a Mavui, Yesh Loi Lechi Chayov, Ein Lo Lechi Potter. If there is a Lechi, he is in violation of the Shabbos Yisr Hoitzah. What do we see then? That the Lechi forms a third wall. It's a Mechitza. That's against Rava. Gemara says, no, hachi ko'amar, eino tzorech elo lechi, if it's a kind of mavoi, that all it needs is a lechi, that would mean it's a mavoi she'eino mefulash, it's a non-through mavoi. It's a three-sided mavoi, and that kind of mavoi is described as all it needs is a lechi. Hazorek l'socho chayav, one who throws into that kind of mavui from a rishus rabbin will be chayav, because he's throwing into a three-sided area, which is considered an enclosure forming a rishus hayochid. However, lechi v'davar acher, if it's a kind of mavui that in addition to the lechi it needs something else, it needs a wall. And what kind of mavui is that? You're describing a mavui mefulash. Hazorek lesocho poter, one who would throw into a two-sided alleyway, meaning it's open at both ends, and you throw from a rishus rabbin into that, he hasn't thrown into a private, into a rishus hayochid, so he would be exempt. Eisvei, we raise another question. This is a source that we've seen quoted earlier, and it's a source whose beginning is really in the middle of a discussion, where here it says, Yeser al-Kain. That means in addition to, well, what had been mentioned before was a Rishus HaRabim that had a bridge going over it, or a house that was built over the street. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda said you can carry under the house or under the bridge. Yeser al-Kain, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, even beyond that, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mi sheyesh lo shnei botim b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim. If a person had two houses on either side of a rishus harabim. And as we said, this we've seen before, you can refer back to diagram 60, which you'll find on page number 10 of the Pirush Chai. Person has two houses on either side of a public thoroughfare. Oysa lechi mikan velechi mikan. He can put upright posts at both ends of one of the houses on one side of the street. O kura mikan vekura mikan, or cross beams going across the thoroughfare. Venoise, venoisein beemsa. And you could carry on the street, you can carry in the area between the lechis, or between the koras. Omru lo, the Rabbonon said, Ein ma'arvin rishus harabim bekach. No, you can't rely on that when you're dealing with a public thoroughfare. However, if you were dealing with a movui mefulosh, the Rabbonon would agree. And you can see this point in Rashi. What do we see here? We see the lechi forming the mechitza, because otherwise you have, what do you have? You have a through street or a through alleyway, putting up the lechi on both edges of the house. You are thereby enclosing that which otherwise is a two-sided area. So, and then you're allowed to carry between those lechis, showing us that the lechi is a mechitza. That is a kasha on Rava. The Gemara answers, Hasam Kasav Rabbi Yehuda. That source that we just quoted is a source according to Rabbi Yehuda that shtei mechitzos the oraisa. That from a Torah standpoint, all you need to have are two mechitzos to create a reshus hayochid. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the lechi is for heker purposes. However, according to the Rabbanon, three mechitzos are needed from a Torah standpoint. And therefore, if you would have only two mechitzos, the lechi, according to Rava, would not constitute the third mechitza. So at this point, we just look back at the shitas we've seen. We saw regarding a mavoi mefulosh, that means you're starting off with a two-sided thoroughfare, two-sided alleyway. We use the term thoroughfare because it's open on the two ends. According to Rav Yehuda and Rabbah, a lechi would be considered a mechitza, would be considered its third wall, its enclosure. According to Rava, not so. A two-sided alleyway, even if you put a lechi there, would not be considered an enclosed area, according to the Rabbonon. It is true, according to Rav Yehuda, a two-sided thoroughfare would be considered a Rishus HaYochid, and in such a case, the lechi is only there for heker purposes, but not so according to the Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, a two-sided thoroughfare is not going to be made into a Rishus HaYochid, according to Rava, by putting up a lechi, because a lechi is only Mishum Heker. The Gemara continues, but before we do so, we glance at the side under our Nosei Mivneh heading. You can see a house shape appears, and we've written Deos Barav. We will see people quoting Rav, opinions in Rav, B'movui She'orkoi Karachbo, regarding an alleyway whose length equals its width. Eino Nitar, one, Belechi Mashihu, number two, Bekura Tefach, that a Movui that has this configuration of length, width being equal, one comment will say that Lechi does not help to allow carrying in such a Movui, and the other opinion will say a Kora measuring a Tefach won't help. And it's pointed out in Rashi that these two are opinions, but they're not arguing with one another. One is talking about a Lechi, and the other one is talking about a Kora. The Gemara. Amar Yehuda Marav, Movui She'orkoi Kirachbo, a Movui, an alley whose orko, his length, is equal to its width. Eino Nitar Belechi Mashihu. It doesn't become allowed with a negligible size pole. You would need to have a pass, a board of four tefachim, like we require by a chotzer. Omer of Chia, a chotzer being a courtyard. Omer of Chia bar Ashi, Omer Rav, Movui She'orkoi Kirachbo, the same case. Eino Nitar Bekora Tefach. A Kora, who generally speaking, in when you're dealing with a standard Movui, a tefach is enough, not so in the case of a Movui Orkoi Karachboi. Omar Rabbi Zera Kamo Mechavnon Shmaitse Desavi. How straight, how honest, how accurate are the teachings of these sages? Kevon the Orkoi Karachboi Avile Chotzer. Since the Movui has this configuration of length equaling width, it is like a courtyard. The chotzer ain't on the terrace, belechi v'kerlo, b'pas arbo. And we know that a chotzer does not achieve permission for carrying unless you have a pass of four tvachim. Omar Rebbe Zera, e kashyali, ha kashyali. If anything is unclear, if I have any question, the following is a question. Leve hai lechi kepas mashu the nishtari. Let the lechi be considered a pas mashu, a negligible size pas, and let that serve to allow. Ishtamitse, it escaped Rabbi Zera ha the Yomer of Asim Rabbi Yochanan, escaped his awareness, that which Ravasi quotes in the name of Yochanan, pas chotzer tzrichin she'ebayin arba'a, that the pasim of a chotzer, the upright poles that allow carrying in a chotzer, must be four tvachim. And therefore, if you are saying that a movui whose length equals its width is like a chotzer, that's why you can't suggest having just a pas mashu, but you need to have a pas of four tvachim. As we continue in the Gemara, we notice some new markings. On the side of the Gemara, we have our Nosei Mivneh edding. We have a bow tie. It highlights the expression Ezu Movui, and then you'll see Ezu Chotzer. We will see here Mosai Lechi V'kura. When is it that a lechi kumo ilim umosai loy uboy dafka pas arba? Let's see the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman Naktinon. We have the following tradition. Eizehu mavui shenitar belechi v'kura. What kind of mavui is allowed through a lechi or a kura? Answer: Kol she'orko yeso arochboy ubotim v'chadseros psuchim l'soychay. Any alleyway whose length is greater than its width, and you have houses and courtyards opening into it. The Ezu I Chotzer Sheino Niteres Belechi Vikura Elu Bebas Arbo. And what kind of Chotzer will not be solved through Lechi or Korah, but you need to have a pass of four Tvachim? Answer kol she merubas, if it's square in its configuration. The Gemara asks, merubas in agula lo, only if it's square, but if it were be circular, then it wouldn't be allowed. Hochi, and which is of course unreasonable, hochi ko'omar, what is meant to be said, what Rav Nachman means to say, is iorka yetzer al rochba, if the length is greater than the width, havele movui, it would have the din of a movui, it would have the legal status of a movui, umovui belechi v'kurasagim, with regard to a movui, a crossbeam or a lechi, an upright, a negligible size pole or a crossbeam is enough. V'iloi, if it's not like that, namely, the orka, the length is not greater than the width, havele chotzer, then it would have the din of a chutzer, and then you would need a pas of four tvachim. V'kamo, this question is very brief, but we mentioned that the movui, in order to be considered movui, its length has to be greater than its width. How much longer must the length be than the width for it to have a din of a mavui and have the easy solution of a negligible upright pole or a crossbeam? Sovar Shmuel lemeimar ad deika pi shnayim barachba, that it's not considered a mavui unless it reaches twice the length than the width. Rashi adds something very important over here, and that is, we're talking about a case of a chotzer that it's something that had once been a chotzer, and in order for it to leave its chotzer status, it would have to have a length twice its width. Amar lei Rav. So Rav says to Shmuel, Hochi Omar Chavivi. Thusly says Chavivi, or better known as Rebbe Chia, Afilu Mashu. Even if it's a little bit longer than the width, it will have the din of a movui. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmud Echad v'chule. This is a reference to the opinion, to one of the additional opinions we saw in the Mishnah. We're referring to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Omid Beis. There was a second opinion dealing with the general topic of Hechshir Movui, and there someone quoted the name of Rabbi Shmuel, and he said it in the presence of Rabbi Akiva, that Lo Nechliku, there looking at the Mishnah on Yud Aleph and Beis, he had said Lo Nechliku Beisham Beis Hillel Al Movui Shu Pochus Me'ar Bahamas Shu Nitar Oy Belechi O Bekura, that as far as a Machlokis Beisham Beis Hillel, they did not argue about such a movui whose opening was less than 4 amos. Their machlokes was only from 4 amos till 10 amos. As you continued in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva did not make a qualification. He says in all cases, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel express their argument. Well, that was Rabbi Akiva. He was the third opinion. What about the first opinion in the Mishnah? When you look at the first opinion in the Mishnah back on Yud Aleph, Omer Beis, he also made no qualification regarding their machlokes. So, as the Gemara continues to the top of Daf Yud Gimel, we continue now at the top, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Alzeh, the Alzeh Nechleku. Rabbi Kiva said that both in both cases that the second opinion wanted to distinguish, Rabbi Akiva says, no, in both cases, the machlokis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel continues. Rabbi Akiva, hainu Tanakamo, so the Gemara asks, is it not so that Rabbi Akiva is saying the same thing as the Tanakamo, that makes no distinction between a somewhat narrow opening versus the wider type opening? So the Gemara answers, there is a point of difference. Iko binayu, the Rav Achli, vitema Rav Yechiel, This is a comment that we saw in the course of our Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph regarding a Mavui whose entrance is less than 4 Tfachim, very narrow entranceway. And he had said, this Rav Achli, or some versions have Rav Yechiel, had said that you don't need anything. Well, that point that you don't need anything is the difference between the number one opinion and Rabbi Akiva, the number three opinion in our Mishnah. The lo mesaimi, the Gemara says, that means it's not clear who holds what. Who holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that says you don't need anything, and who doesn't hold like that, but would say that the machlokas v'shamesil concerns that case as well. And it's at this point, by the way, that Rashi says that which we said earlier in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yechiel is a machlokes tanoim. The machlokes tanoim that we were referring to is the Tanakama versus Rabbi Akiva. This point had been made at the lower part of Daf Yud Beis Omid Aleph, where the Gemara had said, it used this as an answer to the discussion there, where it said the Rav Achli Gufei Tanoi, three lines from the bottom of Yud Beis Omid Aleph. And it's over here that we see that very point, that his point of a Movui opening very narrow, less than 4 Tfachim, doesn't need anything. That is a point of difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Tana Kama. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Akiva, Lo Omar Rabbi Shmuel Dovar Zeh. This Brisa continues in the spirit of the names that we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Omid Beis, where someone had said, a Talmud had said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, whatever he said to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to that Talmud, Lo Omar Rabbi Shmuel Dover Zeh. Rabbi Shmuel didn't say that. Elo Oisoy Talmud Omar Dover Zeh. Alochuk Oisoy Talmud. Oisoy Talmud said it, but not Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara asks, Al Gufa Kashi, when you look at this source, it's inherently problematic. Amris, you say, Lo Omar Rabbi Shmuel Dover Zeh. If you say, if that's your reaction to someone, hey, Rabbi Shmuel didn't say that. That indicates that you, that the halacha is not like him. You are trying to negate him, indicating the halacha wouldn't follow him. The hoder amris, and then in the same breath, so to speak, you go on to say halacha kois a talmid, that the halacha is like that. Two approaches to resolve this. Number one, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. This source doesn't represent a formal opinion, but rather, when he said in this source, Halacha Ka'isa Talmud, he was saying this to see if they are on their toes, to see if they would pick up on what he said, that Halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel, that it's not like Rabbi Shmuel. So he didn't really mean to say that the halacha is like what was said. He just said what he did to see if they were awake. Number two, Rav Nahum Yitzchok Omar, nirin itmar. The term nirin literally means it appears. Rashi says, nirin divrei oisei talmid. Namely, that I can't issue a formal psak. Halacha would be a formal psak announcing that this is the way to go. However, on a quieter level, it appears that it's the way to go. So with that, then we don't have a contradiction per se, but rather here we have this explanation that when he said Ka'isa Talmud, he really meant to say near in Ka'isa Talmud as opposed to Halacha Ka'isa Talmud. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.